Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brought to you by...
Back in on a Monday, 7 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Kramer, Fesco, Dusty with you on this wonderful, chilly Monday morning in Kansas City. Sun coming up. Feels like winter, baby. I love it.
Looks like it out there, too. You see the steam rising from whatever that is outside and by our place, the generator.
It is Monday, so football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where we and they where they are focused on your success at Busey Bank. They've been building businesses and growing well since 1868. Learn more with BuseyBank.com. Speaking of the bank and learning more, we learned a lot more yesterday from ESPN about what happened with the Cleveland Guardians and their two pitchers, Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase, as they have been indicted by prosecutors in Brooklyn on a host of charges related to a scheme to rig bets and pitches thrown in MLB games. Mm-hmm. Ortiz was arrested in Boston earlier today. This was yesterday's news. Clase is not currently in custody. The 23-page indictment against Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz lays out the alleged scheme for the pitchers to intentionally throw balls so that bettors could wager on pitches to be balls or strikes. It started, prosecutors say, as early as May of 23 with Clase and later included Ortiz. Gentlemen, they are in trouble because prosecutors allege that Luis Ortiz was paid $5,000 for throwing intentional ball June 15th and Emmanuel Clase given $5,000 for facilitating it. They did it again, according to the indictment, June 27th. The payout for each of them on that pitch was $7,000 apiece. So in a statement to ESPN, Major League Baseball said MLB contacted federal law enforcement at the outs of its investigation and has fully cooperated throughout the process. We are aware of the indictment and today's arrests, and our investigation is ongoing. Bad look for baseball. Bad look. Those guys will never play baseball again. But here we are, just like all this gambling stuff that's happened, Clase and Ortiz throwing balls on pitch one, knowing that they're going to get paid for it. And collecting it, then tipped off bettors in Vegas, and it got Vegas hot, it got prosecutors hot, and now both of them will probably be in custody. One of them is in custody, Clase probably soon, and will be facing full extent of the law doing this.
And it really shows you how stupid they are. Like, these people are dumb boxes of rocks, and I don't hesitate to say that. And that's not name calling. That's not being
$20 million contract.
If he never threw another pitch again, he was going to make like $30 some million because of how Major League Baseball contracts work. They threw these pitches, right? And they netted like $17,000. Okay. Wasn't a lot of money at all. It was not a lot of money. In fact, the money that was described by the Department of Justice is at least $450,000 in fraudulent wages. And Class A, who's going to make $38 million in his entire career, is basically on the lam for $17,000. And I mean, that's what it was over. He did this and screwed these pitches up for $17,000. And as Dusty said, in the midst of a $20 some million contract where he would have ultimately made $38 million over the course of his career. The other guy was making $782,600 this year from the Cleveland Guardians, and he chanced all of that for less than $20,000. But not only chanced the money and working in Major League Baseball, now we're talking about your freedom, because there's chances are you're probably going to get locked up for this, because the federal government, as they should, wants to make an example. And if they put athletes behind bars for illegal gambling, we're going to send a message to everybody, right, around sports that, hey, if you mess up and get involved in this, you'll be looking at the Gray Bar Motel. You'll get three hots in a cot every single day.
I don't know what's more hilarious, the fact that every single pitch Emmanuel Clase throws is more than that $5,000 that he would try to win on his return.
That's right.
Or Andy Pajes ruining one of
his
bets.
What about Potheads?
So Andy Pajes, the Dodgers, he swung at the first pitch on a bet that they said it was going to be a ball on. And you could tell by Emmanuel Clase's, like, you know, his body language, where he turned his head like, oh, well, that we just lost that bet, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know what's more hilarious, the fact of the first one or Andy Pajes swinging at a ball one.
So was he in on it, the pothead guy?
No. Andy Pajes just swung first pitch swinging.
And okay. Because he thought it was going to be a strike.
According
to Class A.
It was a circle change low, which I understand why you wouldn't swing at that. And it didn't spike and hit the ground. So I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. So back to the pothead. How's he involved in all this?
No, he's not.
He was just
batting, and he swung at ball one.
Yeah, got you.
It just said this guy cost Class A $7,000.
That's funny. That is hysterical. But also, too, for the limited amount of money that they're doing it for, you really do realize how stupid human beings are. Like, seriously, like he would have made more money, as you said, throwing one pitch than he was making, you know, doing whatever this was and whatnot. So I need to know more of the backstory. Like, all these guys that were involved making these wagers, what was their story? But he'll never play baseball again, nor should he. And so I will counteract the "this is why gambling shouldn't be legal" crowd. This is exactly why gambling should be legal. Every time we find out something like this is more reason why gambling should be legal. The low-hanging fruit, the easy, this is why we shouldn't have legalized gambling. Do you know what was going on before we had legalized gambling, ladies and gentlemen? If we're finding this out now, God only knows what was going on behind the scenes. And so when you have it on the up and up, you've got people, again, human beings are idiots. They leave paper trails all the time. If you're going to be stupid, don't be that stupid. Be semi-stupid, but also have some wherewithal to clean up your mess behind you. They get too greedy. This is what happens. They get too greedy. Like, what was it? Icarus trying to touch the sun and then his wings melted and he fell back to Athens. You don't want to be that guy. All these guys are flying too close to the sun and their wings are melting and we're catching them. And that's a good thing. That's why we need legalized gambling, because it's cleaning up the game and getting rid of all of these bozos that are out there throwing these things.
I do agree with this text from the 816. I don't think it's about the amount of money to them. I think it's just simply an addiction to gambling. 100%.
Yeah,
it's 100% what it is. It's that edge. It's that control that I think that they know that they have, that they can do it. Because you think about it, Class A, first pitch has to be a ball. Okay, I can put this anywhere out of the strike zone, and I'm going to cash because I can control this narrative. And I think that's the part of it is the gambling, but the other part of it is that you own the power.
Adrenaline is a hell of a drug, right?
Oh, yeah.
And athletes feed off of that adrenaline. And once you start to get to that level where the adrenaline isn't giving you enough, well, it's like any drug. You start to use more. You start to drink more. You start to do whatever more, right? Because you're not getting that high that you're looking for. Adrenaline is the same way. And most of these athletes, that is, for the most part, their drug. They run on that adrenaline.
I wonder if, since it's like a low dollar bet to them in their eyes, if they thought they could get away with it.
For sure.
It wasn't a low dollar bet, though. It was a low dollar return. I'll give you $5K to throw. We're talking $450,000 in fraudulent wagers. True. Like these guys. I'll be honest with you. If you're going to do this in professional sports, you got to get more of a cut than that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
I'm not putting my $38 million career on the line for that.
Let alone life.
Life, yeah. Let alone career, life.
Like what? 60 years in prison? What was it again?
65.
Oh man. Oh, my God. Yeah, 65. If convicted, each defendant faces a total of 65 years in jail.
And Clase is not even 30 yet.
Oh. And he was on a contract to make 20 more million.
That's life in jail.
Yeah. He was a Cy Young Award candidate. That's crazy.
2 years ago.
Insane.
Good. I hope they all rot in jail.
Yep, same.
Every single athlete that's doing something like this, or official, or anybody that has any sort of impact on any professional college, high school games that's doing stuff like this, go rot in jail.
ruining it for the rest of us.
Really? They are. And they're ruining it for the fans. Like, you're a fan. You're invested into this game. Think about those other players on that Cleveland team. One pitch does make a difference in a game. And all of a sudden, those two losers left Cleveland, and what did they do? They took off.
It's almost like it'd be smarter if it was like, hey, on your third pitch, you know, first pitch, ball, when a guy has a percentage rate of 90% strike rate on his throwing a first pitch. That's obviously going to tip somebody. Mm-hmm. It's like I said earlier a couple weeks ago when the UFC guys in Lee Summit, I believe his name was James Krause. They were throwing fights, and now they don't have their gym. They don't have their blacklisted from the UFC. It's over. All because you thought making a little extra cash, it's over. Was it worth it? No. At the moment, was it fun? Probably. Was the adrenaline there? Was the high there? Was the chase there? Of course it was. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, is it worth it? No.
No.
Absolutely not. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days, but you can't always count on Sundays in the NFL and on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every single Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up on the other side, we have a conversation to be had about somebody to be in the MVP convo. We'll discuss on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's
second and short. That means it's Taylor time, and he's got the first down, and he busts away from the pack for plenty more. Jonathan Taylor, big run. There he goes, and Indianapolis takes the lead. 83 yards, the longest run of his career.
What a year that man is having. That is Jonathan Taylor, the running back for the Indianapolis Colts, who's having one hell of a season. The numbers, you can't lie, are astronomically just insane, which is kind of what you kind of have to do if you want to win the award of MVP. Obviously, the Offensive Player of the Year award right now is Jonathan Taylor, minus 350. According to Vegas, and the odds in Vegas for the regular season MVP set as today: Drake May number one at plus 275, Matthew Stafford number three at plus 300, Patrick Mahomes at plus 500, sorry, Drake May, Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes, and then Jonathan Taylor, plus 600.
Yeah, he's doing things, though, that we have not seen from a running back, Dusty, in a very long time. I mean, you start to go back and you think about, like, Priest Holmes, you start to think about, you know, some of the good ones that we've seen over the years. And I go back to Priest because he's our guy, but he was so dominating for those 3 years, like better than anybody in the game. And that's what Jonathan Taylor is doing right now. And he's playing on a team that's winning. So you can't sit there and hide behind, well, he's not on a team that's winning, so we can't give it to him. No, they're an 8-2 football team. And I would venture to say he's a bigger reason why they're an 8-2 football team than what Daniel Jones is for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, they both work hand in hand and they do a great job with each other. But this guy right now is averaging 6 yards per carry. That's not a misprint. That's not a mistake. That's not stuttering. I just made that. He's averaging 6 yards per carry this season and already has 15 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, we made a big deal, as you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Jamal going over 5-something a carry. This guy's getting you 6 yards per carry. He's 8-2. He's the catalyst for that football team. And it's time these voters with the mustard stains on their shirts wake up and realize it doesn't have to be a quarterback award right now. This guy is the true MVP of the NFL at this point in time.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, as you had mentioned, is averaging 6 yards a carry.
It's not 5.9. It's a legit six.
Yeah, so far in the season, he has 189 attempts for 1,139 yards. He has 15 rushing touchdowns. He has 7 receiving touchdowns. Easy math, he has 22 total touchdowns already.
I wish I would have bet, like, every single game, 3-plus touchdowns for him, because we would make so much money.
Yeah, because he's done that 4 times this year.
And unreal.
In 10 weeks, he has scored 3 touchdowns rushing in one game. 4 times total, he has 3 touchdowns. 3 times, he has 3 rushing touchdowns. Yesterday, the 83-yard rush against Atlanta that gave them the lead in that game late, they would end up going to overtime. But again, 113.9 per game on the ground is what he's averaging per game.
And to further your MVP candidacy even further, Dusty, just look at the last, 5 games that this guy has run, right? The Indianapolis Colts are 4-1 in their last 5 games, okay? That's a good mark. Against the Arizona Cardinals, they win. He has 123 yards. Against the Chargers, they win. He has 94 yards. Against Tennessee, they win. He has 153 yards. Yesterday, they win. He has 244 yards. The only loss was to Pittsburgh. 14 carries, which isn't the lowest amount of carries, but 45 yards. Pittsburgh bottled him up. Like, right there tells you MVP in as simple form as you can say it. When he doesn't run well, they don't win. It's pretty simple. The last 5 games would show you that. When Jonathan Taylor dominates, his team wins football games. When he doesn't play well, they end up losing football games. And so that's why he is the MVP, in my opinion, at this point in time. Because when they bottle him up and shut him down, their other loss to the Rams this year, 76 yards rushing. That's it. When he runs big, they win games. That's the true test of an MVP right there.
Not only that, they have 2 games they've lost, and in both those games, he did not score.
Yeah, that's another one. You're right.
Not a rushing touchdown, not a receiving touchdown.
Hey.
The only time they didn't have that happen was week 1. He didn't score either time in rushing the ball or receiving the ball. But other than that, when he did not run or did not score a touchdown, they lost those games. He is the catalyst of that team. He is the MVP of that team. They are the number one seed. And I think that when we look at these sort of accolades for an MVP, number one is your team good and are you outstanding? And I think where that lies right now is with Drake May and Matthew Stafford, right? You would look at both those guys. Matthew Stafford is tied for the lead in the NFC West. He's had a great season. He's been absolutely nails. You look at Drake May. The reason that the New England Patriots are successful is because exactly how the way Drake May is playing. Now, finally, they started giving it to their first-round pick in the running back at Ohio State, and you saw how good he looked yesterday. Now that they've been able to incorporate him in the running game more often, which is just one of those things that Mike Vrabel's is that red-ass type of coach. Like, show me that you have it, and he was great yesterday. But Jonathan Taylor, if they do, in fact, win the number one overall seed, like, let's say they do end up going, I don't know, let's say they go, what, 14-3?
Okay.
They lose one more game. Let's say it's to Kansas City.
Okay.
But they still win the one seed. Drake May loses to Buffalo. Patrick Mahomes has a decent year, but they don't give him the MVP because maybe it's fatigue or maybe he wasn't, you know, didn't win his division. That knocks it off. But if they win the number one overall seed and he has 2,000 rushing yards and he averages 5.5 a carry and he has 35 total touchdowns, 20 of those being rushing and 15 being receiving. I don't know. He's at 7.
He's two receiving touchdowns.
On the season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he had 7.
No, he only has 2.
Oh, okay.
So he has 17 total touchdowns.
Okay, yeah, 17 total touchdowns, 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yes.
And he's averaging 6 yards a carry, and he's going to have probably 2,000 yards rushing on the season. He only needs 800 and, what, 60 more yards to get there. He's already ran for 1139. They do have a bye week. But again, I think if they win the one seed and he continues to be that guy, and what's crazy about this whole thing, he's 26 years old. And it feels like he's been in the league for 15 years.
It does feel like he's been around for a while. You know, it does. It feels like I've seen Jonathan Taylor for like the last 15 years running in the NFL. And that's not a bad thing that you have that perception. That just shows you, you know, how good he is and how locked in he's been and, you know, what kind of player he's been. But this year he's playing better and having a better impact on his team than literally anybody else in football right now. And that's how I think you have to look at the MVP. Would the Indianapolis Colts be sitting here at 8-2 if it wasn't for Jonathan Taylor? And the answer to that question is no. If you take him off that team, the Indianapolis Colts are just a AFC South team like everybody else in that division. But he is the catalyst. He is the reason why. And we saw it yesterday. That game was on early. A lot of people had an opportunity to see what Jonathan Taylor can do. Set the international record for most yards rushing in a game with 244. And when they needed him most, what did they do? They gave him the ball and they grinded it out at the end, and he won the game for them at the end in overtime. And that's how you, that's really, in my opinion, how you look at MVP. You can give it to the quarterback and take the easy way out and give it to Drake May or give it to Josh Allen or give it to Patrick Mahomes, but the real test of who the MVP is now through 10 weeks, it's Jonathan Taylor, and there's nobody else in that conversation.
And I'm glad to see that Alex Gold has texted in from two different numbers on the text line. Saquon did that last year and they didn't give it to him, and QBs were very weak last year. Again, Saquon had more of a supporting cast. AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, they had that defense and everything there. Jonathan Taylor, Ty Warren's a rookie. He's been great. Daniel Jones, okay, but is Daniel Jones great because of the running game? Because of Jonathan Taylor? Like, they had A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and they had Saquon Barkley, and they had a great defense as well. Not saying the Indianapolis defense is chate, but, I mean, it's not the greatest defense in the league. But the other thing about it, too, is somebody says, well, CMC did that, and Saquon Barkley went to Super Bowl and won it last year. CMC also had a great supporting cast.
Yeah.
And I understand that year that CMC did it, Lamar Jackson won the MVP unanimously. Lamar Jackson was having an insane, insane year as a quarterback. I think he won it 50 total votes, got the...
Having that year as a quarterback,
and that's
this year.
And then that's when people go back to last year. Well, last year, you know, Burrow was having a great year, but he didn't win his division, didn't make the playoffs, can't win it.
Right.
Josh Allen, it seemed like it was just the year to give it to Josh Allen because he didn't have the supporting cast and he didn't have like a true number one wide receiver. So again, you look at it in that sort of stance and you look at what Jonathan Taylor's doing. It's Michael Pittman Jr., who I think got hurt yesterday, or didn't show up at all in that game. Daniel Jones, who, again, if he doesn't have Jonathan Taylor, I'd hate to see what they are because the two games that he didn't score, they lost. And you look at the supporting cast. I mean, it's Pittman, it's Downs, it's
Pierce.
Pierce is really good.
And he's good. He's good.
Deep shot guy.
Pierce had, like, for casual football fans, he had a coming out party yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, you really learned about that kid yesterday. He was great yesterday.
Right. And so I think that, yes, you can have the argument, which is fair to have, to say that it never happens. But if there was going to be a year, and again, if you listen to what I'm saying, if they win the number one overall seed and he continues to do what he's doing, where he could have 1,000 receiving yards and 2,000 rushing yards and also have a total of like 30 touchdowns on the season, you can't ignore to have the conversation. And that's all we're saying.
Yeah.
We're not saying he's going to win. We're not saying that he should win. We're saying that there should be a legit conversation instead of having these people debunk it immediately and be like, it's a quarterback award. It's a quarterback award. It should only go to, it probably will go to a quarterback. more than likely it's probably going to go to quarterback. But to not have a discussion that Jonathan Taylor should be accoladed and shown appreciation for what he's doing and to conversate this into existence, that's something that you should be doing, because what Jonathan Taylor did yesterday is won that game. 244, three touchdowns, took it in overtime, and they won the game.
But also, too, when people are saying it's a quarterback award and we shouldn't talk about it, no, that's exactly why we should talk about things. And I'm using this as a metaphor for everything in everyday life, like hard conversations. We don't want to have hard conversations, right? This is a hard conversation to let people know that it's not just a quarterback league this year. There are other players out there that are really good, and it's okay to break away from the norm and do something different. That's not wrong by taking away the normal thing and just dismissing something. Well, it'll never happen. There's a lot of stuff in life that'll never happen. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have the conversations. It doesn't mean we shouldn't push it forward. It doesn't mean we don't have to have the dialogue about it. We need to have these conversations because there are players on the defensive side that you could make the case for that could be MVP. Nobody's won that on the defensive side since Lawrence Taylor in 1986. And when it was a defensive league and we didn't even know who the quarterbacks were at that point in time. So the league changes, the league evolves, people change, people evolve, and it's a conversation we have to move this forward to let people know Jonathan Taylor is the MVP of this league right now, and just because he doesn't have QB after his name doesn't mean we can't look at him as the MVP. It means we should look harder at him as potentially the MVP right now, because I think anybody will tell you the way that they're playing is because of Jonathan Taylor and nobody else.
The other thing that's interesting, too, when people bring up Saquon Barkley is last year Saquon Barkley all year had 13 touchdowns. All year, rushing, he had 13 touchdowns. And
Jonathan Taylor has more than that through 10 weeks.
So, again, last year Jalen Hurts kind of screwed Saquon Barkley with the tush push.
Yeah.
Because he was scoring at the goal line, whereas 13 touchdowns, 2,005 yards. Yes, that's great. He had a 5.8 average. It's an insane number for Saquon Barkley. Average 125 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, Jonathan Taylor is scoring at a rate that we haven't really seen since like a LaDainian Tomlinson, a Christian McCaffrey, even to give it some sort of ties, or a Jamal Charles, or a Priest Holmes type of year. And the fact that he's got the offensive numbers plus the scoring numbers kind of gives him that edge over Saquon. So again, we'll see what happens. We don't know who's going to win MVP, but to have the conversation is legit, because he is fourth in the odds at plus 600 as a running back behind three quarterbacks. Where is Mahomes going to win it? I don't know. He's not a playoff quarterback right now. He has a one game above 500 record. Could he go off and just go completely nuclear and win the award? Absolutely.
He could.
Could Matthew Stafford falter, get hurt? That's out there. Could Drake May? Could he show some realistic approach of being like, okay, yeah, he's been great, but maybe not MVP yet, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
But that's also Boston, and you know how the media is, man.
Correct.
East Coast bias right there.
But
again, get Boston back on top, knock Kansas City off.
Right, and so I think you could have the conversation that he could be that guy, because, again, last year, I think you look at Saquon Barkley's numbers, he had 13 touchdowns all season long. Jonathan Taylor already has 17 total,
mm-hmm.
15 rushing.
Yeah,
so.
and you remove him from the offense, and they're not good. It's just the fact of life right now, and that's okay. It's a good thing. I like it a lot that we're looking outside the quarterback for the MVP of the NFL.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
All right, boys. One word on yesterday's Buffalo losing to Miami.
I'm going to go and say unsurprising, because of the way that they played against the Chiefs in their Super Bowl. They were beaten down, you know, excited off of that win. Have to go to Miami. I should say let down going into that game. And they played like it was a letdown game for Buffalo yesterday. It's amazing how these teams around the NFL for these last 10 years have played the week after they played the Kansas City Chiefs, or how they play the rest of the year after playing the Chiefs. These teams get up for us, and that's why it's important. We got to get up for everybody, because Denver's going to be up for us this week. They played a bad game, you know, over the weekend last Thursday night. Wasn't great. Now they have an opportunity to kind of lick their wounds a little bit, start focusing on the Chiefs. Denver will play good on Sunday. I know they will play good on Sunday. We got to play our best. But, man, Buffalo, unsurprising, losing to that Miami game based on the way that they played against us the week prior.
Yeah, my one word would be flat. They looked flat. They looked lost. They looked hungover. They looked just delirious. That was just not a good Buffalo game. I think they did lose Dalton Kincaid. It looked like he was limping off the field with like a hamstring.
A lot of injuries yesterday's for Buffalo. I know they lost somebody on defense too.
Yeah, one word would be flat. Buffalo looked just insanely flat.
One of the better games in the noon slates as one word for the Texans comeback on the Jaguars.
You said better. I'm going to use the term best. It was the best game of the day. I had a lot of fun watching the final 5-6 minutes of that game yesterday, except for that sun that was on top of the field that nobody could see what was going on. But other than that, I'm going to use best. It was the best game of the day, and it got us the outcome that we needed. Way to go, Davis Mills, leading your team back from like 19 down in the final minutes of the game to get that victory over Jacksonville. Love it yesterday.
Yeah, clutch is my one word. Texans were down basically the whole entire game, came back and won. They were down 23-10 with a minute left in the third quarter. Check that. They were down 30-10 with a minute 30 left in the third quarter, came back and won that game with a backup quarterback without C.J. Stroud, with Davis Mills, the neck god, as we like to call him in Lee Summit. We don't. But again, 29-10. Fourth quarter, 12 minutes left, and he brought that team all the way back and ended up scoring the go-ahead touchdown with a QB run.
Yep.
So it was big, man. We needed it. We needed the Texans to win that game. They did. They did their part. Miami did their part. Just wish we could have seen maybe Pittsburgh do their part, but unfortunately they didn't. But yeah, my one word would be clutch.
Sunday Night Football last night. What's your one word on Chargers beating the Steelers?
The word is old, because that's what Aaron Rodgers looked like last night. Even before the game, he had his helmet off and Jen says, God, he looks old, doesn't he? I'm like, yeah, a little bit, but we'll see what happens. And then he went out there and boy, did he look old last night. I thought the Chargers did a good job of making Aaron Rodgers look old. There were bad throws that he doesn't normally make. The high one that he had to his wide receiver that should have been a first down that ended up resulting in, a missed field goal at that point in time. And so I just thought Aaron Rodgers looked old for the first time last night.
Yeah, they've lost 3 of 4. Chargers win that game last night. Busted offensive line. You thought that maybe the defense for the Steelers would get there. It was what, like 5-3 or something like that early on?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was stupid. It was a baseball score.
Yeah. So, yeah, my one word for the Chargers beating the Steelers, unimpressed. I get it. You've lost to the Chargers. It was first game of the year. I just really can't wait to play these divisional teams again. You've already done your job against the Raiders, winning 31-0. You lost the first game of the year to the Chargers, 21-27. Now you get the Broncos this week. So hopefully you realize that the other teams above you aren't losing, so you have to continue to win.
I know we talked about Jonathan Taylor's MVP conversation, but MVP chants are being flooded out there in New England for Drake May. What's your one word for the MVP chants?
Warranted. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing great. They've got themselves a team again up in New England. Of course they're going to yell it, but it is warranted. Drake May is the leading odds maker right now for MVP. He'll be in the conversation until he's not.
Yeah, Drake May having one hell of a year. He's got that 71.7 completion percentage. I think that leads football. Throwing for 2,500 yards, averaging 8.9 an attempt, 19-5. So he's doing everything he's supposed to do. He's beating Buffalo. He's 8-2 as a starting quarterback this year. New England is back. Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel's message is very clear. My one word for Drake May is deserved. He should be in the MVP candidacy of the award. He is now sitting at the top of the throne. And again, it's a bi-weekly award. We'll see what they do next week when New England moves on. But right now, it is definitely, like Bob said, warranted and deserved. The 6'4", 225 kid out of North Carolina, which is just so ironic that it's going south for Bill Belichick and going absolutely north for Vrabel and co. in New England.
Can I give you some Bill Belichick conversation on the other side that I heard over the weekend?
Ooh, do tell, yes. All right. As yesterday during this time, I know I was at the gym and also going to the grocery store, but the 3 o'clock nice slate of games yesterday, one word on them, boys.
That's my word.
Yeah. My one word is obvious. I mean, it was Detroit versus Washington, right? And Washington was with Marcus Mariota, who still, for some reason, thinks it's fun to jump into tackles. I don't get that. It was Sam Darnold versus a Jacoby Brissett-led offense in Arizona. And the only guy that showed up really for the Arizona Cardinals looked like it was Trey McBride, who continues to be a stud.
Yep.
And then the other game was obvious as well. I mean, it was Mac Jones versus a Rams team that is very, very good. The NFC West is a good division, but the Rams are supreme right now with the Seahawks, which, I mean, I tried to tell Mac last week, put the Seahawks in your top five. They should be in that conversation. And it's like, well, I don't know. I need to see more. I don't know what more I need to see with the Seattle Seahawks. They look like they're
probably going to watch them. They're always on those weird times that nobody's paying it. Like Seahawks, Arizona, probably not getting you yesterday to the TV. But, I mean, there were two games that ended 44-22. in the late window, and then the other one was 42-26. It was just after the noon games ended, the rest of the night was letdown city in the NFL.
Yeah, those were all blowouts. That's the second week in a row that the Seattle Seahawks have came out and put up a 28-0 against their opponent.
Yeah, they were 21-0 in the first quarter yesterday.
Dude.
Hey, thankfully, nobody had to sweat any games around Kansas City, you know. So how'd you guys enjoy your bye week? One word on that.
Wedding.
Mm.
Jaspers.
Mm.
That's two words, Bob.
I know. I'm just trying to think of everything else we did. That's about it.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically during the bye week, it was, you know, kind of just stressless, I guess would be a good word, because yes. I got to sit back and watch that amazing Indiana game that we got to listen to on the way to the wedding, then get there and be like, did you guys see the catch? No, we were driving to Lawrence. Watch the video. That was amazing. Sunday, it was just red zone, first half, second half, red zone again, night game, dinner, bed, relax, end of day. I mean, it was just very, it's nice because it was week 10.
Leaves. Yeah, some leaves yesterday.
Lots of leaves now.
Yeah, they'll lots be, of leaves. They'll yeah. be getting there, that's for sure. So, no, it was a relaxing bye week, that's for sure. I had I enjoyed it. I didn't have to worry about being locked in to the Chiefs game. So that was nice. And getting to watch Jacksonville lose and also getting to see Buffalo lose was great as well. Because Buffalo was out of that game by halftime.
It was great.
It was crazy, man. I mean, the fact they're still playing for Mikey is insane. Good for them. They fire the GM, and now the Dolphins get beat, 28-6 on Thursday Night Football? And then they come right back the next week, and they beat the Buffalo Bills.
They lost to the Jets on Thursday Night Football.
No, they lost to the Ravens.
Ravens
being like 28-6 or whatever it was, and they looked completely flat, and it looked like it was over. Fire the GM, come back, play Buffalo at home, beat them.
Ravens are back, I guess.
Huh? Welcome. Ravens are going to win that division. Like Max said in week three, he's like, the Ravens will win the North. And now Pittsburgh's basically 5-4 going, here you go, Lamar. What a great situation that is for the AFC North. Coming up on the other side, we might have seen the greatest college football catch ever, and also with the greatest call, thanks to Gus Johnson. We play and digest on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your Blues.
That's right. DJ KS over there mixing things up in his Blues hoodie. The Blues play tonight?
You know, I don't know.
Good job.
I should know this, right? If I'm wearing the hoodie. Let's go Blues, baby.
Yeah. So Bob and I went to Nathan's wedding on Saturday. And sometimes when you drive, you don't get to see everything. We were jamming, talking, laughing. Got to go through the wonderful city of Eudora. See the great downtown district of Eudora. Great city. I got a brewery, cream dog. And we get to the wedding, and I see Rob and his wife Caroline sitting there, and I said, all right, I just got three different texts from three different people. I said, did you see the catch? And I said, what catch? And I looked at Rob and said, what catch? He goes, you'll see it. And my buddy texted me, he said, Indiana, game-saving catch, maybe catch of the year, maybe catch of all time in college football. And then I'm watching on my phone, I'm like, is that Gus Johnson losing his mind?
Mendoza in trouble! It's out! Control.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. It's a touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
Setting, timing, play, catch, moment. All of it right there. Mendoza's your Heisman. Indiana's for real. They're going to go to the college football playoff with Cignetti. And they're making a name for themselves. And by God, that might have been the greatest college football catch I've ever seen. Well, given the moment, given the what's on the line, given it like just everything. And then Gus Johnson's audio there just absolutely losing his effing mind.
Yeah, fun.
I mean, it was just great. Dude.
I won $4.40 on that bet, too. because Underdog is now, you can start, you know, playing on games and have as a fun. I'm like, oh, hey, here we go. First opportunity, right? Let's see what's going on the Underdog app. I got Indiana versus Penn State. I feel like making a withdrawal, pick Indiana to win. Oh, my God. Here we go. At the end of this game.
Cheers.
Holding out hope that Indiana beats Penn State.
Hey, good pull. Good pull.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Won $4.40 on that one. I thought that would for sure be an easy win. You know, just when you think it's easy, they don't make them easy.
Because some people will say that, you know, play-by-play guys are, you know, kind of overdoing it. I mean, I don't know if you can overdo a climax.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. Control.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. It's a touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
Like those are the moments that, you know, I envy for play by play announcers. And as B Dub sends his text, a Gus Gasm is the best. And that's exactly what that was. Mm-hmm. I mean, because like I can only imagine what like Mitch Holtis was feeling when he watched the first Super Bowl the Chiefs won in their dynasty run where Jet Chip Wass gets played, and then you go and win the game in dramatic fashion that you do, or the overtime game, like where that all sinks in. Yes, you could have a call that you have, you know, written out, but like when moments like that happen, and everybody, you don't have to be an Indiana fan, you don't have to be a college football fan, you just be a fan of sports, and you watch that play, and you're like, my God, like the fact that that's not even a pro play, the fact that it was a college play against an unranked Penn State team where Indiana has to keep winning to prove people that they belong. And they made the college football playoff last year, right? Mm-hmm. Get beat absolutely the brakes off by Notre Dame. It's in South Bend when they play that game, which is kind of interesting, right? Because of, you know, the setting. But again, What a play, what a catch, what a call. That's what it's all about. And that was Mendoza's Heisman moment, because we're not even talking about the play that the tight end made before the touchdown catch, which at the time, one of my buddies said he was watching it with one of his friends, and the guy goes, we'll be talking about that catch for a long time. And then the next play was the catch that we're only talking about.
Yeah.
So again, what an ending to that game. What an absolute thrill ride that was, and absolutely cool to see like the Heisman moments that always seem to happen in college football. Like I remember when Cam Newton was on his run and he had that one run where he was in Auburn, obviously was playing quarterback, and he just broke the entire defense. You're like, that's your Heisman. When Johnny Manziel beat Alabama, you were like, that's your Heisman. Mm-hmm. And that was a moment yesterday where Mendoza's like, we're not losing this game over my dead body moment. That was your Heisman moment yesterday, and that was the beautiful part about that whole entire game Saturday.
Fun one, yeah, fun one to see that Indiana is like in that conversation, but it goes to show you what the NIL is all about and how we can move these teams forward, right? You can get the NIL money, and at a basketball school, you can still win.
Yeah, it's great. How long does that guy stay at Indiana?
Well, I think they just extended him, didn't they?
Sure they did.
Yeah, yeah. As long as the money continues to pour in,
and they're a high NIL school, right? Like you were just
mentioning.
I think they make a lot of
Yeah, I mean, as long as that money continues to roll in, he's not going to go anywhere. It's when you know you get those crazy offers out there. I got to talk about Bill Belichick for a second, because I've stopped following the North Carolina thing. By the way, did he lose again? I have no idea what's going on down there. That's a waste of time. But I did hear over the, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, WFAN reporting that the Giants were going to fire Brian Daboll, getting off the plane against the Denver Broncos a couple of weeks ago when they blew that 33-point lead, and then cooler heads prevailed and they decided to keep Brian Daboll. But in that conversation was they would consider Bill Belichick to replace Brian Daboll because Bill Belichick loves the Giants and that is his dream job. If the Giants are going to make a move and fire Brian Daboll, which they should, Bill Belichick has proven, at least in my opinion, he doesn't belong back in the NFL. I think the Bill Belichick lore of coaching, for that matter, I don't think he belongs coaching anymore. I think that kind of has, you know, run its course a little bit right now. And I don't know if Bill Belichick's going to end up being like these guys that we just never let go, Bill Cowher and guys of that nature. Like, your prime has come, your prime is gone, it's time to move along. But I feel like this Bill Belichick cloud is going to be hanging over the NFL until he officially announces that he's done and he's not going to be taking an NFL job. And I don't think anybody, as of right now, should be considering Bill Belichick to come in and run your program. It has not been a great 5 years for Bill Belichick coaching football.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where maybe a year off would have been best for Bill.
He had it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a year off again from not going to North Carolina, because if you take this year off, there was going to be at least 4, 5, 6 coaching vacancies open.
Mm-hmm.
And without showing anything that you've either lost it or you chose to take a wrong path, you still have the clout that is Bill Belichick. Well, we don't know. Yeah, it went sour once Tom Brady left him at New England, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're like, hey, he's been out for 2 years, he knows that he's, you know, trying to do this.
Yeah.
But again, like I think the ship has sailed with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I don't know if people want to deal with that whole package that comes with it, because he's still with Jordan Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's still there, I would assume. I haven't really put my focus on North Carolina. It just doesn't do it for me.
Right.
Until it does, right? And Pablo Torre comes out of the bushes and drops another bomb on the whole situation, or something happens with, you know, the sideline or whatever, but that's kind of dissipated. But yeah, I just think that the first thing that was always the problem with Bill Belichick is that he just wanted total and absolute control.
Right.
And in a day where, like, there are other people out there that we have seen go from coordinators to head coaches that have been successful, without those guys not knowing what those guys have, you can't literally do that. And Bill Belichick wants to be the GM. He wants to be the president of operations. He wants to be the head coach. He wants to be the defensive coordinator. I'm sorry, man. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. You're also in your mid-70s. Like, you shouldn't be doing all of that. Andy Reid thought about that in Philadelphia. Decided to come to Kansas City and be like, you know what?
We'll
get rid of this Dorsey guy. We'll let Brecko do all the scouting, do the draft. Mark, you can handle the stuff up there in the president's office. And, you know, Clark, I'll just come to you whenever I need something, and we'll just make this a happy family. Maybe some people would say he's still doing too much, calling the plays and doing all. But again, it's not what he was doing at the beginning,
right?
And that's what Bill Belichick still wanted to do. Because we remember when he was not getting hired in the NFL, people were like, are you willing to take like a lesser role that you were doing in New England? And it was no.
No.
Like, okay, well, then we're not hiring.
Yeah, we're not going to let you control the situation.
You've lost that trust.
Yeah, those days are done. I mean, we're seeing that situation in Cleveland right now, you know, how dysfunctional of a mess that is. We lived that here in Kansas City, how dysfunctional a mess that is. And if Bill Belichick isn't going to come in and play ball, all, then it's going to be a dysfunctional mess, and people just don't want that, you know, in their franchise. So I think he's kind of dug his grave. I just don't think anybody should be considering Bill Belichick when they're looking to make changes this offseason. Hey, tomorrow's Veterans Day, mm-hmm. and it's going to be awesome because Hy-Vee is proud to honor the local veterans and active military. They're giving free breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Hy-Vee Market Grills for vets tomorrow. So not only that, but Hy-Vee is also going to give veterans 15% off your grocery purchase as well. So if you're a veteran, tomorrow is your day, the 11th, to get into Hy-Vee, grab that free breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m., and then do all of your grocery shopping, because if you're a vet, you're going to get 15% off your grocery purchase tomorrow at Hy-Vee. So that's a pretty good deal that they're doing for the vets tomorrow. Obviously, is Veterans Day as well, the anniversary of the Marine Corps and all that kind of great stuff tomorrow. So we'll be celebrating all of the folks who have given their lives for our country, and Hy-Vee is doing the same.
Praise be. Remember when I told you that Binkley loved Eudora and I wasn't making that up?
Yeah.
We got a text. You're in Eudora? Did you go to Barbed Wire Barbecue? Binkley praises this place all the time and has him in his top five. Please tell me you didn't miss that opportunity, or at least try their deep fried deviled eggs.
No, we definitely missed that opportunity. Yeah, we went through, I will say,
Eudora. Yeah. We sneezed and it was gone, mm-hmm. and we were on our way to a wedding.
My chance of having those deviled eggs, if they deliver them, that's fine. I don't know that I'm going to make my way through that part of Eudora again.
Somebody says Bobby's talking about how Eudora had the OG Casey's gas station.
Did on 24 Highway? Yeah. No, it was a different one. There was an OG one back in the day. Yeah, I don't even know if it's there anymore. I think it was 24 Highway going through kind of Eudora and all that kind of stuff. There was like a really rink. Like, you looked at that gas station and you went, I'll hold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, Casey's has great breakfast pizza, Bobby. Put cheese, bacon, eggs all over. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about why Denver, their own town, is moving on from Bo Nix. Believe it or not, it's true. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.